When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
In today's show, the Bitcoin price skirts but 19,300 amid fear over the mother of all rug pulls. That's right, and quitting material indicators can certainly build a case for local support, holding in this range between 18,500 to 18,000, at least until the monthly and quarterly close on Friday, unless, of course, we get the mother of all rug pulls and quitting Cynthia Lummis. I love it that Bitcoin can't be stopped. And quitting Max Keiser, Bitcoin is decoupling. The move to $220,000 can happen in a flash. And he also says $220,000 in 2022, still in play, driven by the bondpocalypse. And this just in breaking news, 50 million users in Kenya now have access to Bitcoin and Lightning payments through M-Pesa and Bitnob integration, as well as more breaking news. Bitcoin can double in price under the CFTC regulation, according to their chairman. Also in today's show, Binance CEO CZ shares one catalyst to drive adoption for over 90% of those still not in crypto. Also in today's show, former Goldman Sachs executive Raoul Pau predicts economic collapse and says he is loading up on crypto. Quitting him here, I've been buying crypto recently. I managed to get the low in June and added significantly then. So I think the markets have priced in a lot of the apocalypse. Everything thinks, well, it needs to all go down on the next earnings leg. Also in today's show, top crypto analyst sees the silver lining for Bitcoin and says October historically bullish for BTC. Quitting Crypto Callio here, tracking price action over the past decade, September has far and away been the worst performing month for Bitcoin, closing positive only 20% of the time. Silver lining: October has been one of the best months for Bitcoin, positive 78% of the time with a median gain of 28%. Also in today's show, ex-hedge fund manager makes massive eight-figure Bitcoin price prediction for the year 2031. That's right. According to Robert Breedlove, the deterioration of the U.S. dollar will be the key factor in Bitcoin's price explosion. Quitting him here, I have a public prediction that the U.S. dollar is basically hyperinflated to zero or close to it by the year 2035. I'm going to stand by that prediction today. I know the U.S. dollar index is way up recently, but I sort of expect this thing to get volatile before it breaks down. If that is the case, then I have a matching Bitcoin price prediction of $12.5 million U.S. per Bitcoin by the year 2031. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and welcome to podcast episode number 1060 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. Bitcoin traders lay in wait for fresh volatility on September 29th as Bitcoin cooled near $19,000. As you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Meanwhile, data from Cointelegraph MarketsPoint TradingView charted a calm overnight phase for the largest crypto, which hit intraday highs of about 19,600 the prior day. Those 6% gains were a welcome relief after heavy losses earlier in the week, but it has no clear direction as market participants were still uncertain over how Bitcoin would handle the September monthly close. Quoting material indicators here can certainly build up a case for local support, holding in this range between 18,500 and 18,000, at least until the monthly and quarterly close on Friday, unless, of course, we get the mother of all rug pulls. Material indicators reference the order book data, which suggested that 18,000 could provide range support in the event of a fresh market weakness. And more broadly, however, popular trader account Dr. Profit argued that range-bound behavior was still the trend on Bitcoin, this in place for multiple months. Quoting him here, interesting, Bitcoin usually moves between 30 to 50 days in a sideways movement before a leg down. For the first time within 2 years, Bitcoin decides to move more than 108 days in a sideways movement. This is how accumulation cycle looks like. Meanwhile, macro triggers remain firmly on the radar in crypto circles the day after the Bank of England enacted a major policy shift, bringing back quantitative easing by buying long-term government bonds, a move to be worth $65 billion. And grimly familiar with those who remember the birth of Bitcoin, the intervention was viewed by many as a point of no return in the current inflationary environment. For veteran investor Stanley Drunken Miller, while the time was not right to own risk-on assets such as crypto, the writing was on the wall. Quoting him here, "I don't own Bitcoin. It's tough for me to own anything like that with central banks tightening," he told CNBC host in an interview on September 28th, and he shared the following, "But yeah, I still think if the Bank of England, what they did is followed by stuff like that by other central banks in the next 2 or 3 years, if things get really bad, I could see cryptocurrency having a big role in a renaissance because people just aren't going to trust the central banks." Preach. His words caught the attention of Arthur Hayes, the former CEO of derivatives giant BitMEX, who earlier this year predicted a doom loop taking hold of the world's major fiat currencies. The euro, he claimed this month, had already commenced its doom loop. And elsewhere on the day, the US dollar was recouping recent losses after hitting its latest 2-decade highs, which you can see here in this US dollar currency index chart. And quoting US Senator Cynthia Lummis, "I love that. It cannot be stopped. You're damn right." And quoting Max Keiser, "Bitcoin is decoupling. The move to $220,000 can happen in a flash." And he's referencing this New York Times headline, which reads, "Currencies around the world are tumbling except Bitcoin. The cryptocurrency has risen 6.5% over the past 7 days, bucking the trend as a strong dollar sinks other currencies." And Max also shares $220,000 in 2022, still in play, driven by the bond apocalypse. As the global bond market melts down, all it would take is for 7 to 8% of that fleeing bond money to flow into Bitcoin, to 20x Bitcoin, to $400,000. Send it. And if you missed yesterday's episode, I did entitled "Global Bond Market Meltdown Bond Apocalypse Will Drive Bitcoin 20x to $400,000. Be sure to check it out. And this just in, 50 million users in Kenya now have access to Bitcoin and Lightning payments through M-Pesa and Bitnob integration, mass adoption of Bitcoin game theory in full effect. Let's go. As well as more breaking news, Bitcoin can double in price under CFTC regulation, according to their chairman. But before I break down next story of the day, Binance CEO CZ shares one catalyst to drive adoption for over 90% of those still not in crypto. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, many of the major alts are currently pumping. Back in the green, we got Bitcoin up 0.65% for the day, trading just above 19,200, while Ethereum is up about 1%, trading above $1,300. XRP, Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, and Avalanche are also all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The CEO of Binance Digital Asset Exchange, Xiangping Zhao, is revealing a way of increasing the global adoption of cryptocurrencies. In a new interview with Yahoo Finance, the Binance CEO says that having regulations for the digital asset industry would ease crypto adoption. Quoting him here, "I do believe that having regulatory clarity will actually ease adoption. There's a group of guys who got into crypto early. Many of them may be libertarians, anarchists, etc. They hate any kind of regulation. But I think for the mainstream users, the rest of the 90 or 95% of the users that are still not in crypto yet, having regulation will actually ease them into crypto." And according to CZ, not all regulations designed for the crypto industry are good. As he shares here, regulatory clarity definitely helps, but it is not to say that all regulations could be good. We have to look at the specific regulation. For example, we have seen in other countries where they have a clear ban on crypto. That's one type of regulation that's clearly not good. Bad regulations are bad. Good regulations are good. And on the recent comments by the chairman of the SEC, Gary Gensler, that most crypto assets are securities, the Binance CEO says that it is a simplistic view. "I believe classifying all of crypto as security is probably a bit simplistic. There are many different types of cryptocurrencies. Some of them are closer to currencies and some of them are closer to other asset types. I could clearly point to many different tokens that are clearly not securities. I think that is a more simplistic view." Let me know if you agree or disagree with CZ. And to watch this video he did entitled "Regulatory Clarity Will Ease Crypto Adoption," check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, former Goldman Sachs executive Raul Powell predicts economic collapse and says he is loading up on crypto. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting at $942 billion with about $73 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 39.6%, with the Ether dominance at at 17.4%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Helium leading the pack, up almost 10% for the day, trading above $5, followed by Neem up 5.8%, trading at 4.1 cents, followed by EOS up 5.6%, trading at $1.19. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see Ethereum Wrapped leading the pack, up 106%, followed by Quant up 29.7%, followed by MV up 24.1%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we're currently rated a 22 out of 100 in extreme fear, which we have been stuck in for the past couple of weeks. And last month was a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Macro guru and Real Vision CEO Raoul Powell says that he is loading up on crypto assets as he expects economic data to dramatically deteriorate over the next several months. In a new discussion on Twitter, the former Goldman Sachs executive says that risk on assets like stocks and cryptos shouldn't drop much further as economic turmoil has already been mostly priced in. Quoting him here, we will see the economic data over the next few months utterly collapse. We'll see the inflation narrative utterly collapse, and we'll be left with the tatters. And the question the market's asking is, does that mean equities need to go lower or crypto needs to go lower? And my viewpoint on that is, I don't know, but possibly not much lower. And the reason being is a lot is priced in. This is the most negative sentiment I have seen on any survey in the last 40 or 50 years in financial markets. Whether it's the American Association of Individual Investors, Institutional Investor, whether it's market positioning, whether it's the Bank of America, Merrill Lynch survey, these are terrifyingly negative sentiment. So the market struggles to make a proper new big low. Now it could happen. We can get a 10% spike lower and the S&P 500. All possible. I'm not a buyer at these levels. I've been buying crypto recently. I managed to get the low in June and added significantly then. So I think the markets have priced in a lot of the apocalypse. Everything thinks, well, it needs to all go down on the next earnings leg. And despite a series of rate hikes and hawkish sentiment by the Fed, Powell still says he expects the Fed to pivot back to lower rates, boosting risk assets, as he shares here. Meanwhile, the bond market is completely out of kilter with all other macro and every single other asset class at a rate that has never occurred in history before. And this is going to accelerate the issues that we face. But in the end, I am still a believer that bond yields come down much sharper than people expect over time, and the Fed are forced to change their stance. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And before I break down next story of the day, top crypto analyst sees the silver lining for Bitcoin and says October historically bullish for Bitcoin, as well as ex-hedge fund manager makes massive eight-figure Bitcoin price prediction for the year 2031. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you're not already subscribed, you know what to do. Hit that bell icon, turn on all notifications, Will Smith, that like button, and drop us a comment right down below. And of course, you can follow me all across all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play, and all across crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto strategist says that based on historical price action, Bitcoin can be setting up for a bullish October. That's right. The synonymous analyst known as Callio tells his over 500,000 Twitter followers that a much needed relief rally may be in sight for the king crypto. Quoting him here, tracking price action over the past decade, September has far and away been the worst performing month for Bitcoin, closing positive only 20% of the time. Silver lining, October has been one of the best months for Bitcoin, positive 78% of the time with a median gain of 28%. So yeah, according to Callio, September has always been a historically bearish month for Bitcoin, but it tends to open the door for healthy rallies in October, quoting him here. So in the midst of all the doom, this is just a reminder that in the world of Bitcoin, the 4.3% decline we have seen this month, number one, is normal for September. Number two, slightly lower than the median change for September over the past decade of negative 6%. 0.3%, and number three opens the door for healthy Octobers. Considering Bitcoin's rapid adoption and high growth over the past decade, it makes quite a bit of sense that October has been the highest medium return percentage out of any month, considering it follows the worst performing month of the argument of mean reversion, if nothing else. And the crypto strategist also highlights that Bitcoin has lost around 75% of its value from its all-time high of 69,000, which was hit back in November of last year. As he shares here, there are plenty of advocates for lower prices still, which honestly isn't insane considering Bitcoin's average decline from all-time high over the past several cycles, all-time high to bear market low each of the previous cycles from 2011 to 2012, negative 94%, from 2013 to 2015, negative 86%, from 2017 to 2019, negative 84%, and from 2021 until now, negative 75%. And based on Bitcoin's historical performance, Calio warns that a move to a lower level is within the realm of possibility. However, he notes that Bitcoin's market cap is much higher now compared to the previous bear markets, suggesting that an over 80% drawdown is unlikely. As he shares here, while it's more difficult for an asset that's grown hundreds of billions of dollars to experience the same level of volatility it did at the lower market caps, a wick lower from here would be anything but unprecedented. One other important cyclical factor to take into consideration is Bitcoin's price action with regards to the halving. Here's how long it took for each of the past halvings for Bitcoin to bottom. In 2012, 778 days, 2016, 872 days, and 2020 to be announced. Currently, it's been 869 days. And now for his takeaways, while the past performance is no guarantee of future results, it might be worth it to step away from the charts for a few days and come back to look for a solid entry at the beginning of October. Hopefully the trend holds up. We'll see a bit of relief sometime soon. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A former hedge fund manager says Bitcoin could be worth well into the millions of dollars by the year 2031. In a new interview with Altcoin Daily, Robert Breedlove, the CEO and founder of crypto investment firm Parallax Digital, says that Bitcoin could reach a price tag of $12.5 million 9 years into the future. That's right. According to Breedlove, the deterioration of the US dollar will be the key factor in Bitcoin's price explosion. As he shares here, I have a public prediction that the US dollar is basically hyperinflated to zero or close to it by the year 2035. I'm going to stand by that prediction today. I know the US dollar index is way up recently, but I sort of expect this thing to get volatile before it breaks down. If that is the case, then I have a matching Bitcoin price prediction of 12.5 million US dollars per Bitcoin by the year 2031. Send it. Now, Breedlove says that the catch behind such a price explosion would be that the purchasing power of the dollar would be drastically weaker than today, and that 12.5 million in 2031's dollars would be only the equivalent of about $1 million in today's dollars, as he shares here. A caveat there is that would only be $1 million Bitcoin price in 2020 dollars, so the purchasing power of 2020 at the time I made the prediction would be the equivalent of $1 million US dollars in Bitcoin. So what this is saying is that basically $1 million doesn't buy what it used to by the year 2031. It's been depreciated 91 or 92%. The way you could flip that is you take the price of bread and milk in 2020, multiply them by 12, and that's what those things would cost in this hypothetical 2031 future. So if bread is $5 a loaf in 2020, I'm calling it $60 a loaf in 2031. Bitcoin's price would be $12.5 million, but that's only $1 million in today's purchasing power. I'll stand by that prediction as well. And when the US dollar does hyperinflate to zero, hyperinflate to worthlessness, that's why Bitcoin has no top. Very powerful words coming from Robert Breedlove. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his bullish $12.5 million Bitcoin price prediction. And to watch this video he did entitled, Most People Have No Idea What's Coming, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin price skirts 19,300 amid fear over the mother of all rug pulls, as well as Binance CEO CZ shares one catalyst to drive adoption for over 90% of those still not in crypto, as well as former Goldman Sachs executive Raoul Powell predicts economic collapse since SEC is loading up on crypto, as well as top crypto analyst sees the silver lining for Bitcoin and says October historically bullish for BTC, as well as ex-hedge fund manager makes massive eight-figure Bitcoin price prediction of $12.5 million by the year 2031. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Pezza wrote, bring on the Bondpocalypse. Max Kaiser is such a speaker of truth. Fantastic. A true Bitcoin warrior. Absolutely. Massive shout out to Max and Stacy, the one and only. And our next featured comment comes from Steve Hubbs. Kaiser's 220,000 Bitcoin in 2022 is a pipe dream. You should know by now that more than 10x moves in Bitcoin take at least a year or more to occur. Yeah, you make a great point. But at the same time, with Bitcoin, anything is possible. Bitcoin has no top because fiat has no bottom. And our third and final featured comment is another from Pezza. Guys and gals, we've been in extreme fear so long, it doesn't even have an effect anymore. The fear and greed index is just a buying and selling guide. Let the no-coiners have the emotion. We'll take the profits. Touche. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment right down below. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, you know what to do. Hit that bell icon, turn on all notifications. Will Smith that like button as hard as you can. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.